everyone, and welcome into our first practice report of 2025 spring football as the Huskers hit the field for the first week of practices this week. I'm Jessica Cootie with the Huskers Radio Network. We'll be checking in with the number of players throughout the next month of spring practices leading up to the Husker games on April 26th. We start with the now sophomore quarterback Dylan Raiola, who after starting every game in 2024 threw for over 2,800 yards and 13 touchdowns, setting the program record for passing yards by a freshman, also completing better than 67% of his passes, the best completion percentage by a freshman in Nebraska football history. And no surprise here, he is nowhere near satisfied.
How does it feel to be back out on the field your second spring football?
It feels great. Probably a lot better than last spring. Kind of know what's going on, what to expect. So you can get better quicker. As a team, we've worked really hard in the winter. So to kind of finally just come out here and do what we came here to do is play football. So it's been fun.
Describe the differences, the growth in yourself from where you were this time a year ago when we talked to you to where you are now.
Probably from a mental aspect, a lot of games, a lot of experience. And kind of just to know what to expect, what we could get better on from last year. From a physical standpoint, just been working on my body and just getting in a position to, be successful in this season. And I feel great where I'm at. I just want to keep building, keep growing.
Do you feel a difference in where you're at physically these first few practices out on the field?
Yeah, I feel a lot better, a lot lighter and more quicker on my feet. So I think it was a big adjustment this winter. I'm kind of just grinding it out and just sticking with it, but it's all worth it now.
How was it to be a part of Pro Day? I know it's a special day for these guys as they chase their dreams, for you to get to help them. And how much did you take away from that?
Yeah, I just love every chance I get to be around these guys, being around them a whole year. Some of them been here for 5-6 years. So for them to go out there, chase their dream, have a shot to show their talents, and then just to be a small part of throwing the ball, watching them catch and turn and run. So, I'm grateful for the opportunity. There's a lot of eyes watching, and I'm glad, those guys deserve that.
So a lot of the guys have said how much you've even grown as a leader. You were obviously a natural leader last year in that position, but that even more so here throughout the workouts and into spring football. How has that evolved for you, and how much more comfortable are you in that role?
Yeah, I think honestly just having a year playing and kind of, having that experience to kind of show the guys, they can trust me and that, I won't leave them astray. And I think that's a big thing for them to just trust me. And that's a responsibility that I don't take for granted. I need to be able to lead them the right way and the correct way so we can put our team in the best position to be successful. So with Coach Rule's leadership and help and all our staff help, they've helped me tremendously this winter.
What were some of the things you learned from year one that you're trying to apply now as you hit the field for spring football?
Yeah, I think just closing the games out, 2-minute drills, and understanding that, honestly, going into last year was kind of shocked. The amount of games that came down to 2-minute. But you go back and watch it, and there's all these different things you can work on and fix. So that gives us confidence and something to work for in closing out these games and winning those close games when it comes down to it.
How has it been? You got a taste of working with Dana Holgorsen, but now that you're really able to dive in and he can get all of his stuff in, what's that process been like, and how do you feel about where you guys are at with that?
Yeah, it's been a blessing to hear from his mind. He's been around it for forever. So for him to put his stamp on our offense and kind of implement what he wants, you go from 3 weeks into a crash course into a full offseason. So you can see the changes. You can see the difference in the guys being comfortable with going out there and knowing what to do. So it allows us to play a lot faster and kind of attack and get going and get lined up.
The wide receivers, we're hearing a lot about that. How do you like that group? Or are you having some fun with those guys?
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. It's like a car guy that's got a bunch of Ferraris and Lamborghinis. You kind of got to pick which one you want to take out for a ride. They just work really hard. And I think the part that impressed me the most is they're great guys. We spend a lot of time together. We eat breakfast together. And we just really try to break bread and understand, if I get on them on the field, it's because, I understand his off-the-field life, and I can understand him on a personal level. So I think that's a different approach to kind of reach people is through just getting to know them off the field so they have that trust and you can just, go right forward with them.
We heard Dane Key say that no other quarterback did with him when he was in the transfer portal what you did, and a lot of guys have said that. Why does that continue to be so important for you to be invested in bringing guys in here to Nebraska?
Yeah, well, I love football. I love this program. And in order, you know, I believe in order to win, you got to have great players around you. And so, you know, I'm always grateful that these guys come to campus and give us a chance. So, you know, it's only right that I can go, you know, give my time, spend time with them, show them that I care. And honestly, not even like try to give them a pitch or recruit, you know, try to give them a sample of my real self, what they get every day. So hopefully they're happy with it. You know, I love having them around.
All right, you and Emmett have been everywhere together. How's that relationship gone? You guys seem, it seems like every time I see one of you, you guys are always together.
Yeah, that's my dog, man. You know, I love that guy. We spent a lot of time, you know, going to basketball games. You know, times he'll just come to my house and, you know, we'll be like, you know, going to bed. I'm like, all right, I'll see you tomorrow. He goes, I'm just going to sleep on the couch. And I'm like, all right, there's rooms upstairs, but you sleep on the couch. So I think just that relationship, we've developed it a lot. And so kind of just look to build that relationship with him, keep going and, you know, bring more guys along with us.
As many basketball games as you watch, you're probably an expert on the local high school basketball talent. Do you have an MVP of the high school basketball season?
Yeah, I've seen a lot of good dudes, man. There's a lot of good teams. The best I've probably seen was probably Bryson Ball. Dude can shoot. He can dunk, man. I mean, their team went all the way. So if I had to choose, you know, I feel bad having to choose. But since we're here choosing, I have to go with him. He's a well-rounded basketball player, and I love watching him play.
And kind of keeping it in the Husker family, yeah, too, a little bit as well.
Yeah. He got the talent. He got his sister, you know what I'm saying, doing her thing. So it's awesome.
Last thing, just what are the goals? What needs to happen for this football team, for you personally, over these next couple weeks before you guys close up spring football?
Yeah, I think just continuing to get comfortable in the offense as we add new wrinkles, adjusting. And like I said, just the emphasis of two-minute and understanding, like, you know, if we go into every game, we don't want it to be like that. But if we go into the game approaching it, hey, we're going to have the ball. We're going to go win in 2 minutes. We got to be confident in that. So kind of just developing that swag. And, we'll just focus on everything. But that's definitely an emphasis for us.
Well, let's stick with the theme here and check in with the guy Dylan has been seen just about everywhere with over the past couple of months. The now veteran in the Husker running back room, Emmett Johnson. Emmett led Nebraska in all-purpose yards last season. He finished with just under 600 rushing yards and 300 receiving yards, with nearly half of that production coming after Dana Holgorsen took over as offensive coordinator, and Emmett hoping to carry that momentum here into his junior season. Here with running back Emmett Johnson. Well, how does it feel to be back out on the field?
Yeah, it feels amazing just, you know, being out there with my teammates and playing the game that I love. It feels amazing to be back out there.
You've now been through this now a couple times with this staff. Overall, how did the offseason, the Madrills, all of that leading up to the first practice, how did it go for this team?
It went great. You know, I feel like we're a lot farther than we were the past 2 years. And, you know, we got a special group of players and everybody's coming along. The younger guys are coming along really well. We just got a great team that's really tough, and that's what you're going to see this year.
How did it feel different going into this time around, coming off the bowl game and the bowl win?
Yeah, I mean, it was the first time for the whole program going to a bowl game. It felt great, but we're really hungry, and we're not just satisfied with going to a bowl game. We're trying to win a national championship. So it feels good, but we're really hungry right now.
Did it fuel you, though? Did it fuel you guys, though, knowing, getting that taste of winning in the postseason going into the offseason?
Yeah, it definitely did. A lot of the guys who went out there on the trip, you know, some of the younger guys who got to go out there and see what it was like. And then we got, like, a younger group of guys trying to lead now, so that's been big in the offseason is the younger guys leading. And now we got a, you know, special group of players that are really athletic and talented. And we all been bonding really well. So,
speaking of leadership, you're now one of the older guys. How has that been for you, kind of transitioning into being one of the older voices in the room?
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of crazy, honestly. Time flew really quick. But I'll definitely say just being able to help the younger guys is big for me because I was once them. So being able to give back to them and also just be a leader is great for me in my career.
How do you feel different coming off the season that you had where you really got things going at the end and were the guy? How did you carry or how are you trying to carry that over into this?
Yeah, I'm still hungry. You know, I'm still trying to be, you know, the best running back in the country. Going out there every day trying to prove myself. So I'm still hungry. You know, it feels great, but I'm still trying to be the best Emmett I can be.
A lot of new faces in that running back room. Tell us about that group, and are you as excited about that room as you have been in the past?
Yeah, we got a lot of younger guys, you know, JP, Connor Booth, those guys that came in, and then Quinnen Ives and Makai Nelson, Kenneth as well. A young group, but a special group, you know, guys that can do a little bit of everything, catch the ball at the backfield and run the ball really well. So it's been fun working with them, and just coaching some of them up has been great.
What are some of the keys that you guys are trying to instill for the running backs here in spring football?
Just to dominate, you know, in all phases of the game, whether it's running the ball, pass pro, catching the ball at the backfield, just, you know, being a line on the field.
There's been a lot of talk of this offensive line and how it's been building, and you got a lot of guys that have had some experience coming back. You added a couple of guys. How excited are you about that group that's going to be blocking for you?
I'm really excited, along with, you know, Rocco and Pritchett transferring in. We got some guys who play a lot of football, and they got a great bond in the O-line room too as well, so they know how much we appreciate them, and they're going to be big for us going into the season. It's making my job easier. Hopefully I can make their job easy too.
Last year you had put on some weight, you did some work on your body. What's the goals this year for yourself, you know, throughout this time before you hit the field for fall camp?
Yeah, I just met with a nutritionist. I put on about 8 pounds of muscle, so that's good. But just I've gotten faster as well, not just stronger. So I think it'll be definitely a fun season for me.
You and Dylan have been all over the place, going to some high school basketball games. How has that been building, that relationship, and how important is that quarterback running back?
It's extremely important. Me and Dylan kind of just wanted to give back to the community, go out and support them because they come and support us on Saturdays. So it's just our way of giving back to them. And me and Dylan, you know, we think alike in a lot of ways. So we kind of just had that bond, and it kind of grew over time. And now, you know, it's going to translate to the field.
How have you seen him transition into, now that he's a second-year guy, being more of a leader and a vocal guy?
Yeah, he's gotten a lot more, you know, confident. He's kind of seen what it's like to play in the Big Ten. He's seen a lot of things now, and he kind of took that next step now. He's being a leader. As you can see, he's out there throwing right now. He's out there being vocal, helping the quarterbacks out. So he's grown, and I'm really excited to play with him this year.
You got a taste of what it's like being in Dana Holgorsen's system, which obviously he's going to utilize you a lot, running back, catching the football. But what excites you the most now that you've had some time with him and you guys are getting into spring ball with Coach Holgorsen?
I'll say the most exciting part about Coach Holgorsen's offense is that it fits me really well, and it fits our team really well. We got a lot of explosive players, and I think we're going to put up a lot of points this year. Matter of fact, I know we're going to put up a lot of points this year. So that's just credit, you know, to him. But we just got to buy into it and make sure that we finish everything, whether if it's in the red zone, whether if it's just going to class, finishing homework, whatever it is. Finish has been an emphasis for us this offseason.
Being that you guys have now, you know, got to the bowl game and won, and this time around, how do the team goals change and what you guys want to accomplish here over these next couple of months in spring football?
Yeah, it changes, like I said, because we're really hungry. Bowl game was fun, but we're trying to win a national championship. We're not just playing to be in a bowl game, so we kind of got to take that next step and work like we're trying to win a national championship.
Has it felt different, though, with this team and just, you know, the expectations and what you guys want to accomplish from day to day?
Yes, it has. Like I said, everybody's taking that next step, and we're farther along than we were in previous years. You know, not as much as corrections that we had to do in the past. Like, I think everybody's buying into it, and that's going to make a great team come fall time.
Awesome. Great stuff. Appreciate your time.
Appreciate you.
Let's move to the defensive side of the ball now, and a single-digit guy that's returning for the Huskers, defensive back Marquise Buford Jr., who played all over the secondary last season, making 7 starts at corner and 5 at safety. He finished the season with 35 tackles, an interception, and a career-high 5 pass breakups. He's been a big part of the program for over 4 years now, and no question is one of the leaders for the Blackshirts as he enters his senior season.
All right, well, how does it feel to be back out there?
Amazing, you know. It kind of feels like we just finished playing, you know. This being our first time coming off of an actual bowl season, finishing up almost at the end of December, you know. Seems like we're right back into the form. But, you know, it's great being out here with a lot of new faces, a lot of new guys, new coaches. So we're just excited to be back to work.
Seems like yesterday we were talking to you about being a true freshman playing back there, but now here you are, a senior going into this thing. How are you approaching it, and how does it feel different? Does it feel different for you?
It definitely feels a lot different. You know, before it was a lot of guys. I'm trying to hone in a lot of information, learn from a lot of people, but, you know, now is my turn to give my wisdom to the younger guys and, you know, coach them up as much as I can. So, honestly, just a big shift in my role, from being a listener to now being more vocal and trying to talk to a lot of guys and coach them up.
How did it feel different coming off the bowl game, being that you guys had that chance to play, and how did that carry over into what you guys did throughout January, February, and now to spring football?
I honestly just think it gave a lot of guys the confidence. You know, A lot of the games that didn't go our way last year, it was kind of up to us, and we know that. And this offseason, winter condition, I feel like that was the approach we took, that if we can just, you know, hone in on the little things, get just a little bit better, then we could flip the script on a lot of stuff that happened to us last year.
Well, obviously, you know Coach Butler really well. What excites you about him taking over the defensive coordinator role?
Coach Butler's honestly probably the smartest football guys I know. Just his experience, his background, and his love for the game. You know, he's very passionate about what he does all the time. And, you know, you couldn't ask for somebody better to be coaching you on the defensive side of the ball than that.
How about Addison Williams and getting to know him, your new DB coach?
Nah, me and Coach Addison hit it off great. Great coach, loves the game. And, you know, I just can't wait to pick up a lot more from him. You know, the past two practices we've had, I feel like I've learned a whole lot, even at this old age of mine. But, you know, I'm just happy that he's here and happy that he's coaching us as hard as he is.
How does the approach to this spring football change with Coach Butler taking over as a DC? What's his defense trying to implement and get accomplished here over these practices that you get here in the spring?
Honestly, we're just trying to be a defense that gets to the ball. Everybody gets to the ball. We want to take the ball away from the opposing team's offenses. So just focusing on everybody knowing their assignments, knowing their jobs, and then playing fast and playing physical and having fun at the same time.
There's, once again, a lot of young talent in your room, in the defensive backs room, a lot of guys that got some experience last year. How have you seen some of those young guys take a step now that they've got a little bit of experience under their belt?
Those guys, they grow every day. You know, it's actually fun watching them. You can really see, like, the confidence boost that they got from, you know, getting the reps they had last year. Like, even just, like, the ones that didn't play as much and they just practiced. Like, an extra year of playing football at this level, it gives you a boost of confidence. So just happy seeing them starting to form into their true selves that they're going to end up to be.
You moved around quite a bit last year, the defense. What did you learn? What did you take away that you can carry over into this year?
Honestly, just knowing what everybody on the back end is doing, I feel like helped me the most. I played corner. I played both safety positions. So, you know, I kind of got a feel for what everybody on the field is doing. And I feel like as a player myself personally, that can help me a lot. You know, if I know what the guy next to me is doing for 100% fact, then it makes me that much better at my job.
Yeah, I was going to say, did it help your game grow just knowing that you were in the fire in all of those positions back there?
Oh, yeah, definitely did. But, you know, I like it there. It's fun, to me at least. So, you know, just trying to take it all in and, you know, just once again give what I know, my knowledge from playing all those positions to really I can help anybody in our room.
Yeah. What were some of the personal goals that you've set for yourself that you want to get accomplished here when you're on the field for spring football?
Personally, I just want to develop my game and I don't want to make any of the same mistakes that I feel like I made last year. I spent a lot of time this offseason watching every game we played last year over and over again. So just honing in on the little tiny details that could just make me that much better and really just trying to take that next step to help the team win.
You know, you guys lost a lot of leadership last year on this defense. How do you feel like some of those other guys are stepping into the new roles on the defensive line, the linebackers? You feel like you guys got some leaders that can step into those roles?
Right now it's still kind of new, mm-hmm. You know, but for sure I feel like everyone's really taking accountability for their own role. Like, there's not really one DB, one linebacker, one person in any position. It's kind of like a group effort. And I feel like that was probably the biggest thing that we needed. You know, one person trying to get on everybody and coordinate everything, and other guys are kind of like, whatever. At this point, it's kind of like everybody's on the same page and we all want the same thing. So we don't really, not necessarily not need leadership, but when everybody's on the same page, it feels like that much more easy to just keep everyone together and do the right thing together.
Absolutely. Now that you guys kind of have a feel and have a lot of confidence, and does it feel different just in terms of just, you know, what as a football team together, what you guys want to do moving forward? Like, does it feel like a team that, like, hey, we got bigger goals and that we know we can achieve now?
Oh, yeah, 100%. I don't think anybody on this team – I'm sorry. I don't think anyone on this team expects to do anything less than be in the college football playoffs by the end of the season. And, you know, that's how we carry we carry ourselves every day. So I'm just looking forward to getting, don't want to get too far ahead of myself. You know, it's still in spring ball, but, you know, just seeing how everyone progresses throughout this whole process up until the fall.
All right, last thing I got for you, just what are the goals, what are the keys for this defense to progress here over these next couple of months and be where you want to be when spring football closes?
Honestly, everyone just learn the playbook as much as they possibly can. And I feel like once you learn what you're supposed to do, you can play as fast as you want. And with the type of athletes we have on the defensive side of the ball, if we can get everyone playing at 100% speed all the time, knowing what they have to do, then it's going to be a scary sight.
I should have asked you about Coach Eckler. Sorry, I said last thing, but how about Coach Eckler and what he's brought to the special team so far? I know it's still early.
Oh, I love Coach Eckler. He's probably the most juiced in this whole building. You know, he makes special teams fun. And, like, you know, usually you see, like, older guys like myself. They don't really want to play special teams. But I don't know. It's, with him, it just makes you like, yeah, this is big. This is important. And I want to be a part of this. It's hard not to want to be a part of what he has going on. And, you know, you can really tell his passion and love for the game, as well as, like, his experience and where he's been in the game as well.
So you feel like under him and what you guys are doing that it will be able to take a step forward?
Oh, I think it's going to take an amazing step forward. But only time will tell.
Awesome. Great stuff as always. Appreciate your time.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
Husker fans, don't miss out on a complete day of activities for the entire family at the 2025 Husker Games presented by FNBO on Saturday, April 26th. The Husker Games will include football activities in Memorial Stadium, a soccer matchup with Wyoming at Hibner Stadium, and a spring volleyball match against Kansas at the Devaney Center. You can also participate in a tour of the Osborne Legacy Complex, the Husker Equipment Sale, and a food truck festival. Get your tickets today at Huskers.com/tickets. All right, that's going to do it for this spring football practice report. Thanks for listening and watching. I'm Jessica Cootie with the Huskers Radio Network.